Lewis found his early assignments shadowing suspects tiresome. But through that autumn, as he worked more substantial cases in the East, Midwest, and West, he gradually began to like detective work. He found Pinkerton a bit of an eccentric. One autumn day, walking with the boss on a New York City street, Pinkerton, out of the blue, told him to read Edward Bulwer Lytton's melodramatic novel Eugene Aram, about the execution of a murderer, a request Lewis found odd. After Lewis finished the book, Pinkerton sent him to Jackson, Tennessee in January 1861 to investigate the mysterious murder of a bank cashier. His mingling with Southerners for 6 months became good training for later assignments. Lewis left Jackson on June 9th, the day after Tennessee seceded. When he arrived in Chicago 2 days later, a telegram awaited him from Pinkerton, who wanted him to catch the first train to Cincinnati. When he arrived, Lewis filled his boss in on the military preparations he witnessed in the South. The report passed on to McClellan and then Cameron. Pinkerton wanted his sophisticated-looking Welshman to take another trip, this one into Western Virginia. Lewis carefully prepared for his mission, poring over maps of the region to select the best routes for his reconnaissance. He would pose as a British aristocrat, touring the state to see sites like White Sulphur Springs, the Natural Bridge, and Hawk's Nest. Pinkerton fabricated a set of documents and letters introducing Lewis as the son of Lord Tracy, who had lived not far from his home in England. Although Lewis, who thought the boss had too much of a flair for the dramatic, soon dropped the pseudonym and traveled under his real name. Lewis was outfitted with accoutrements that reeked of British upper class. A handsome cigar box with the English lion in ivory embossed on it, a case of champagne, and another of expensive port. A fine carriage with spacious trunk, an English army chest strapped to it, all pulled by a gray horse. And, for his lordship, a pricey suit of the latest European cut, a silk stovepipe hat, and a diamond ring for his finger.